Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host with the Dream Hustle Win podcast of the renowned REI Radio Network. And tonight, good people, tonight, we have a treat for y'all. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you this like this right here. Now, I was hit up by a tonight, my people, tonight we have my boy, Mr. Rips and Runs himself, Mr. Voice, and my boy, Mr. Spit All Over the Track, Mr. Scrooge Man. So I got y'all in the building with me.
Yeah, Scrooge Man checking in.
Voice.
Hey, what's good? I'm so good. Yo, I'm glad I got y'all both in. Like, I'm going to give y'all a chance, you know what I'm saying, before I start doing my whole spiel, because y'all know I'll be taking over shit and just running all over everything. But I'm going to give y'all a chance to go ahead and talk to my people real quick. So, Voice, go on ahead and introduce yourself, honey, and tell them what you're repping.
Hey, it's Voice. I rep Rain Records. You know, Double R is the team. I'm an R&G singer. It's a rhythm and gangster. You know, it's somewhat of a new category.
But hey,
that's how I categorize myself, you know. Smooth, stylistics, vocals. You know, I just got a smooth style. From Texarkana, Texas. Two cities in, we got two states in one. Texas, Arkansas, on one state line. You know, you can go to the right side, you're in Arkansas, go to the left side, you're in Texas. It's a unique little town, you know. But we got a lot of talent coming out of Texarkana. You can check me out.
I know, that's right.
Music.com.
Yeah, my boy. Y'all need to get on over and check him out. You feel me? He said he's at thevoiceover.com at the end, honey. So y'all better make sure y'all check it for him. Now, my boy, Mr. Scrooge May, go ahead and introduce yourself, homie, and tell him where you're repping.
What's happening? It's Scrooge May, and I'm also representing Rain Records. I'm also out of Texarkana as well. You know, we came in here. You showing love. We ready to, you know, ready to get to it. You know, ScroogeMane.com. M-A-Y-N-E is how I spell the main in there. So, yeah. Follow us on our journey to success. It's going to be something to see.
Exactly. From TK to L.A., baby.
TK to L.A.
Hey, y'all heard him. Y'all better make sure y'all following up. Now, I want to say something real quick because I ran my ear across your track, Magic, and I must say, I am feeling that, Joan, from the beat to the, I ain't gonna lie, yo, you had me tripping in the beginning. I'm like, how is this nigga spitting game? And he ain't even spit a bar yet. Come on, I'm talking about I just want to show you something real quick, all right? All right, for real, though.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, let me sit back and listen to the track, and I understand why, you know what I'm saying? So why don't y'all both go ahead and take a chance, and take a small little chance real quick, and talk to the people about your track. Scrooge, you go ahead and talk to my people about the track first, then we're going to skip on over to my boy, The Voice.
Magic is a track off the upcoming album that Voice and I are working on called It's Like Magic, and that's the first single off of there. We did the video shoot in Vegas. The video is coming real soon. I'm on the first verse, Voice taking over the hook in the second verse. It just came together like magic, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, exactly. It was crazy how the whole track came together, because it was like, it was something that we were trying to come up with a fresh song before a show we had at a club out there in LA. And so we both just got in there and sat down. I was going through beats, and Scrooge was like, hey, turn that back. So I turned the track back, and we started vibing to it. And he had this hook that he was saying. I was like, hey, okay. So we collaborated on that. We wrote our verses to it. And it literally happened like magic. So everything was so perfect. We've been getting omens like everywhere. We've been seeing everything pertaining to magic, just the word, people saying it. Like, it's about to be a crazy summer for magic.
Yeah. And we
definitely,
made it today
definitely.
Before the show.
Yep.
Yo, that's crazy. Because sometimes, Sometimes it just works out like that. That sometimes that's the best material. You know what I'm saying? Right when you're under pressure,
exactly.
You need something real quick, and boom, there it just goes. You know what I'm saying? So hats off to y'all for that one. And I want to say, you know what I'm saying? I was over on stalking y'all pages on Facebook and all that. And I was able to see that y'all was like, y'all had took y'all videographer and all that with y'all, right? Because y'all up there doing some big things out there. Y'all was doing some big things in Vegas. I saw the stretch limos, honey. I was like, yes, my boys is doing it.
Yeah. You know, Double R, we try to make everything professional. You know, we try to make everything as epic as it can be. The video shoot was dope out in Vegas. We got the
Hard Rock.
Dope shots. Yeah, Hard Rock Hotel, SLS. We went to a couple different places around and just getting footage. It was an amazing experience.
And that was
definitely. Now I know y'all was in. Oh, okay. I know y'all was in Sin City, so you gonna share some of y'all follies with me real quick? Cause I know y'all was out there rubbing booties. I know y'all didn't get down there all the way to Vegas, and y'all ain't put your hand on that one booty. Come on now, autograph too. Don't get it twisted. You feel me? So, did y'all get a chance to relax while y'all was down there, or was it all business?
No, it was all work. It was all work, really no play. Like, we got there, it was a 3-day video shoot, and it was just all work from the day we got there. It was just all work. Like I say, next trip, we will enjoy ourselves.
For all my people,
exactly, yeah.
All my people in the Vegas area listening, when they come back, you better throw some booty some titties they way. Because they didn't get to do that last time, you know what I'm saying? They some business, and then they had to make sure they was getting all that business in. You know what I mean? But I want to talk to you real quick, boys, because, like I said, I'm a stalker sometimes, and I will stalk your Facebook page. But I did see, you know what I'm saying, a post on your page talking about you had an arsenal of, you know what I'm saying, a beat. So is that what you do? You make beats?
No, I actually was saying I have an arsenal of commercial songs available. I was basically...
Look at me doing the same, reading
the
wrong stuff.
My neck out, being proud, you know, and I was like, oh, no, it's all good, though. It's all good. That's why it's communication rules the nation. You know, that's why we're talking about it right now. It was just basically saying that I got an arsenal of commercial tracks. Anybody want to buy one? You know what I'm saying? I'm just basically my artistry.
Okay, boo. Correction duly noted, honey. Now I want to give you a chance, Mr. Voice, to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles. Spell it out real slow so they know where to go.
All right. On Instagram, you can follow me at Voice, VOIYCE _23. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, the same domain name, Voice, VOIYCE _23. On Facebook, it's VOIYCE. Go follow, share, because the movement is real.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all need to make sure y'all hit my boy up. Like he said, he has an arsenal, honey. He ready to go and knock them all down. So what you need to do is get on over to his drum and check it out and get at him, honey, because right now he's doing big things. And I know y'all want to jump on the train. So why don't you just get on that and not get left behind, honey? So my boy, Mr. Scrooge, where did you get your name? Like, how did you get the name Scrooge name?
Oh, man. I got it around the time I was looking for a rap name, and it just happened to be around Christmas, and I was kind of being mean to my little sister. She was kind of just being irritating, and my big mama was like, Santa Claus going to leave you a rubber band and a button? And I was like, I don't believe in Santa Claus. She's like, oh, so you a Scrooge. See, here's what you said.
I like that.
I was like, okay, yeah, I guess so. I guess so, big mama, I am a Scrooge then.
Okay, shout out Big Mama, because we know where the name came from.
I added the main at the end just so I could keep it, because it's many others out there, but it's only one Scrooge main.
No doubt, no doubt. Definitely a shout out to you You know what I'm saying? For even knowing the difference. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they'll still just keep that name. It'll be Scrooge, and it'll be hard to find them all the time. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for recognizing that. Sometimes you got to put a little something different on it, honey. You know what I mean? Now, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to shout all your social media handles, my Scrooge, my name, and let them know where to find you at, homie.
Already, everything Scrooge Mane, ScrooGeMayne. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, it's all just Scrooge Mane. Everything is just Scrooge Mane. And ScroogeMayne.com, you can go there to ScroogeMayne.com, visit there for artist update, music and more, videos, everything. Everything goes there as well. SoundCloud, Scrooge Mane, everything Scrooge Mane.
Everything.
Y'all all know, whoever, all y'all that listen to the Dream Hustle Win podcast already know, I'm about to give him a shout out because why? My guy's on top of his game. I hate when cats come on here and they be like, yeah, my name is Lil Ray, but my Instagram is Ray5023. My YouTube is RY62. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on. I'm just going to remember none of that. And you know what? Next. You know what I'm saying, for making it easy for people to find you, Breezy. You feel me? That's what we need, Z, around here. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you for that. Shout out to your camp. And I see right now, y'all got some people waiting to talk to you, honey, and give you some shouts out. So, for my people, who's on the line? I pulled you in. Last of the phone number is 5960. I've got you on the radio, honey. Caller, I got you on the air. Are you with us, boo? Look, we're going to move on to the next caller. All right. You missed your chance. Now, caller, we got you on the line. What you want to say to my boys while we got them on the line right now?
What up?
See, I wasn't even trying to put your whole phone number out there like that, you feel me? But we're going to do it like this, all right? The last of your phone number is 6424. I got you on the line, honey. What you want to say to my boys? Look, I think they're a little shy. Yo, next caller. We got them stacked up and we knocking them down. Yo, my callers, y'all got to say what's up. If you on the line right now and you called in to listen to this podcast and you hold your phone to your ear, say what it do, honey.
Hey, yo, what's up?
All righty. Well, it looks like they don't want to talk. They want to listen. But trust and believe, y'all got them racking up. They just don't want to. Do we have a caller who's going to say something on the line? Well, it looks like we're not going to get that today. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know from my guys, like, how did you two meet? Was this something that was, like, set up by the label, or was this just, you know, a friendship that happened before then?
God's plan.
Exactly. Yeah, God's plan. Yeah, exactly.
been knowing Smooth since we was in school. I mean, Voice since we was in school. Been knowing Voice since we was in school. We just been rocking since then, off and on. And then we got to the point to where just Voice and I just kept, you know, we just stayed in touch. We just stayed in touch. And eventually, someone else from the same city ended up having a Rain Records label, homie Tay, and he just brought us all under one umbrella.
Yep.
Brought us all
yeah.
under
y'all
one
been
umbrella.
Y'all been making it rock ever since.
We did
songs back in the day too. You know, we did songs before we started doing songs. Now we both like basically became universal with our music. You know, we became where it was like, you know, because our town, we have a certain sound in our town, and it's like, it's a great sound, you know, but we wanted to basically make it to where our music could be heard everywhere, for anywhere, anybody, you know, whether you 15 or whether you 65, you're gonna like something on the album. Something's going to make you move, you know, so You know, we just got chemistry when we
definitely
have great chemistry.
Great chemistry.
And you know what? I find out,
yeah,
like, I really appreciate that because, like, cats don't really realize, you know what I'm saying, that when you come up with people, when you come up with your boys, you know what I'm saying, your girls and stuff like that from day one, like, there's a code, an unspoken code that's automatically there where you don't cross it, you
yeah
know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah,
I want you to really talk to, since you guys are living it, I want you to talk to these, my people out here, about the importance of keeping it real and keeping your day ones and keeping it on that level that way you can attain that success.
Oh yeah. Making it with your day ones is always it's a blessing. It's something different, you know. Many people come and go, but only few stay. And we bump heads like any other family, but we're able to sit down as men and we're able to talk everything out and keep it pushing. Communication is everything, you know. And if you and your team, anybody you and your team out there, and y'all feel like there's any issues or you feel like there's something you want to move forward on, y'all got to put your heads together as a team, you know, and move forward and talk about whatever
yep
it is. All relationships last off of communication, and we've been communicating for years, so we
yep
built to last. This is everlasting.
Yeah, it's always good to have.
I know that's right
too, because you don't have to worry about people being around, like, when you know, once you do reach that level of success you want to get to, you don't have to worry about those people being around you just for your money, because those people were there with you before you got your money. You know, those are solid friends
mm-hmm
that don't care about the money, they care about you and your journey. And it's good to have friends like that that you also do music with, you know. So
yeah,
it's a win-win.
Yeah, I see his dream,
yes,
like he see
definitely
mine, and he see mine like I see his. So it's just
That's the key.
We rocking it out.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the
yeah
key, being on the same page, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that because y'all are really showing these kings out here how to really rock and how to move, you know what I'm saying? Because we need more of that.
Exactly.
We definitely need more of that because the cast that's moving out here right now with the rainbow hair and the ice creams on their face and, you know, the Skittles in their mouth and, you know what I'm saying, you walking around with a medallion with real hair on it. Get out of here with all that. You feel me? That's the wrong way we need to move. So
yeah,
I'm glad
I
that we got some cats like y'all. Yo, like that's
yeah
very important to the game right now. Right now, you know what I'm saying?
Really
y'all
is
people don't even realize, especially these independent artists, you know, all independent artists out here, we actually are, you know what I'm saying, a big part of the future of the game right now. And the game is in a very,
exactly,
very, very bad, I don't say it's in a bad way, but it took a turn, you know what I'm saying, where there's not many values, you know what I'm saying? It's in a critical state. So when people such as yourselves come together, you know what I'm saying, and you uphold yourself in a certain light, it's being looked at, you know what I'm saying, and it's being looked up towards, and y'all don't even realize that, I'm pretty sure, you know, not all the time you do, you know, sometimes it slips your mind, but I just want to say hats off and salute to you.
That's
for
true
even putting yourself out here in a professional manner, you know what I'm saying, as something that can be looked up to, you know, and followed. So hats off to you. I'm
okay
on board, you feel me? Like I said, I was stalking your page and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's all good. That's why I open like that. I welcome anybody to come stalk my page and come follow me and come stalk all my videos and like all my songs and purchase of all our music. So
yes,
to stalk
well,
that is.
For all my people that was on the podcast in the past and listening now, shouts out to all of y'all, because like I say, every podcast we all fall short with, you know what I'm saying, in our own careers and with everybody around us, we fall short in showing support to others. You know what I'm saying? So, for all y'all that are listening that was on the podcast, shouts out to you, honey. Hit my voice up. For y'all, you know what I'm saying, if you ever getting on it, you ain't got nothing to do, don't listen to you, girl. You might hear somebody that can, you know what I'm saying, do what you do and a little bit better, help what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's all love around here. That's why we're dreaming, we hustle, we win. You feel me? And I'm glad I got y'all on, you because y'all are exact image of what we portraying when we talk about dream, hustle, win.
Man,
so,
straight up.
I want to
appreciate that.
Real talk. Now, I know y'all were talking, you know, we were talking about day ones and the struggle and all of that. I want to talk to you and ask you real quick to share with us, I'm going to start out with you first, Bruce. a time, because everybody knows this music is not easy. It's a lot of money, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. You lose friends along the way, you know.
That's true.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's real life out there.
Also, I couldn't hear you that well.
Oh, my bad. I want you to get real personal with the listeners real quick, Scrooge, and I'm going to get to you too, voice. I want you to talk to the cats about, you know what I'm saying, when there was a time, because like I said, this music thing isn't easy. It's a lot to go into it, and it take a lot out of us, you know what I'm saying, and cats don't even realize that. But I want you to talk to the people and get personal.
I'm sorry. It went out again. I think it's my signal or something.
Looks like we're having a few technical difficulties. Am I coming through to you, honey?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect now.
Do I got you? You got? Okay, cool. I want you to get personal with the listeners and tell them and talk to them about a time that really just threw you off your game to the point that you didn't know whether you wanted to do this music thing and what you did to get back on track to get to the point where you are right now.
Oh, man. It's when I found out that my first kid wasn't mine. You know, that was I took care of this kid for like 3 years. And then he looked so much like his mom, didn't think to get a DNA test. So I just kind of, you know, took her word on everything and just pushed forward. But when I found that out, it was so devastating. Mm-hmm. I've even tried suicide. You know, I just thank God it ain't never worked. So I just, I stopped being selfish with myself. I said, I'm not going to take my talent for granted. I'm not going to take life for granted. I'm going to get on my business. I'm going to handle my business, and I'm going to go from there. You know, and it's just like the closer we get to success, the harder things get. But just keep on fighting through it, you know?
Definitely. And that's
true.
That's a testimony in itself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of cats. Depression is running rampant right now. Anxiety and depression are running rampant right now. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of cats that's out here, in the music industry who talk about pills. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that, what's his name, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. I love that song, you know what I'm saying, to the Sting, Shape of My Heartbeat. I love that, Joel, but he's talking about, you know, he take prescriptions to make himself feel A-okay. A lot of cats is out here taking prescription pills and abusing them, but they use it and they talk about it in this music like it's just for fun. You know, a lot of our people, a lot of our rappers, a lot of our artists are not, you know what I'm saying, they're going through things and the media and everybody else don't want to see your struggle. They just want to hear it in the music. So that leaves you by yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you touched on that and you talked about coming through, because it's probably somebody sitting somewhere right now with a whole situation where they contemplating, you know what I mean? And the fact that you even spoke on that, you know what I'm saying, and they can see where you at is a testament, and I really appreciate the blessing that you just blessed us with right now. I really do.
No problem, no problem. Yeah. It gets far, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
You just got
to
keep pushing.
All right, my man, I want you to go and do the same. I want you to say the same thing, you know what I'm saying, because it's about getting personal. We pushing the brand now, you know what I'm saying, but they need to know who you are. So why don't you go ahead and share one of your experiences?
Well, you know, I have many, but, you know, I just basically say it like this. You know, I've had times where I've been really, really down, and knowing how that feels, like, music was an escape for me, you know. So that's why sometimes I'll write songs that relate to people. So when they hear that, they see that somebody else is going through the same thing, you know. So that was just my way of releasing. So I feel like that's my way of, like, giving back to my fans, or just maybe helping somebody that don't have anybody to talk to about going through depression and suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've went through all that, and I've come to a point where I felt like I wasn't a good artist, you know, because I had a writer's block for a long time, and I doubted my artistry and my craft, and I had to get past that block, and it just took a lot in me to deal with life, everything that was happening around me, and trying to pursue my music and trying to basically transition myself into who I am today. And it was a hard obstacle that I had to get over, but I just kept fighting. And I'm going to be honest, living a musician's life is not easy, because, like,
no.
You have to, I mean, you can't really work that job that just has career benefits, because you have to think about, okay, I might have to go here for shows. So you have to do what you have to do. You have to grind, mm-hmm. and you have to work hard, and you have to keep pushing and keep pushing. And when you can't push no more, you have to keep pushing still, because it's definitely a journey, but it's so worth it once you reach the spot that you're trying to get to, that level of success that you want. And it's just
it's been
a long journey for me, you know. So,
well, I'm glad you made it, honey, because I'm feeling your artistry. So I'm glad you made it. Shout out to everybody that helped both of y'all make it on the way. And speaking of them, Scrooge, I want you to go ahead and shout out your camp. You know what I'm saying? Your people, your supporters, because without no you, there is no them, and vice versa, honey. So we want to make sure we're showing everybody some love. So hit it. I still got you on the air, my guy.
Scrooge, you there?
We still rocking? Are we still, do I still got you on the air? Yo, can you hear me, my guy?
This is voice. Let's see.
Can you hear me now? Oh, we having some difficulties here. Yo, check 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me? Boo. I look like we having some things going on. Not sure what's going on with the phone lines, but I'm glad we still got you on the line. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to ask you guys real quick to go ahead and give your camp, all your people, the shouts out. You feel me? Because without no them, there is no you, and vice versa. So go ahead and hit it. Show them some love.
All right. We want to just shout out all our family and friends, especially the Double R team. Our girls for supporting us, everybody that shares our stuff, everybody that reposts our posts, and I can't shout out everybody, but y'all know who y'all are. I cannot shout out everybody, there's so many, but y'all know who y'all are. We do see everything that y'all share and that y'all repost. We see everybody's activity and engagements with us and on our posts, and we really, really appreciate that. Just keep following us and keep watching us, because the wave isn't over. You're going to see more of us. Double R, baby.
Definitely, definitely. I know that's right. Now, are there any ways that you guys are, like, branding right now? Like, are y'all pushing this magic thing together? Is there, y'all got T-shirts? Y'all got posters? Like, what y'all got going on that we need to be looking out for?
Well, we definitely are going to have some shimmer shirts. We have our Double R logo with the crown on it in gold, pink, white and gold, any color you basically can get it in, you know. We have our cups. We have shimmer cups, the same cups Lil Wayne has, DJ Khaled has. We have our own brand of shimmer cups with our logos on it. We'll definitely have some more of that merch. Just keep checking our websites for merch updates. We'll have a merch website where you can go to and purchase all of our merchandise. Just check www.voicemusic.com, VoiceMusic.com, Scrooge Main, MayneMayne.com, or RainRecords.com. And you'll be able to catch the updates on there for when the merch site is launched.
Definitely. We will be looking out for all of that. I know I will, because I definitely support, so I will be grabbing my little piece, and I hope I can get some kind of signatures on that show. You know what I'm saying? I think that should be a little special.
Most definitely.
Now, I want to take my time and say thank you guys, both of y'all, for being on the podcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely are some people that I will be following. I will be watching y'all. I will be sharing. I will be listening. Y'all have great music. Y'all need to go check them out if you haven't already. Their joint is called Magic. If you want to find it and you want to find it fast, you can slide over to my joint, the Legit Music Facebook page, and share right at the top, honey. And right under that, I got both of their Facebooks. So you won't have to look far. hard, honey, and you ain't got to look hard, honey. Just go on over to the J Music book, click on their Jones, follow their pages, share, follow, comment, download, honey, all that good stuff. But make sure you're doing what you got to do to support, because it's great music out here. I want to both y'all again and your whole camp for having you on the podcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? This has been your girl, LaJay, with the Dream Hustle Win podcast, powered through RAI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. Streams nationwide across Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple, piano, and all that good stuff. So, we're gonna roll. I want y'all to check for both my boy Voice, V-O-I-Y-C-E, and my boy Scrooge Point Magic, honey. It's killing it right now. They got the video coming out soon. Like I said, this has been your girl, LaJay, baby, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast.
Double R, baby.